Recorded Books presents Money in the 21st Century, Cheap, Mobile, and Digital by Richard Holden. Narrated by Jonathan Todd Ross. Prologue. In the summer of 2021, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen sat down for breakfast with Jay Powell, her successor as chair of the Federal Reserve. It was a weekly ritual that Yellen knew well. Her office in the Treasury Building at 1500 Pennsylvania Avenue was a study in contrasts. 18th-century portraits and deep mahogany woodwork offered a reminder of the past. A Bloomberg terminal and Herman Miller desk chair signified the present. It was a fitting backdrop for the central topic of the meeting. Should the U.S. government give its blessing to a private cryptocurrency developed by Facebook? Powell was in favor. If there was going to be a private global cryptocurrency, then it would be better for it to be controlled by an American company like Facebook. That way, the U.S. government could play a role in establishing the rules of the game. In any case, Facebook just wanted the go-ahead for a trial of Diem, as it called its currency. What harm was there in that? Possibly quite a lot, in Yellen's view. Although she had been in government for nearly two decades, as president of the San Francisco Federal Reserve, then deputy Fed chair, and now as treasury secretary, she was an economics professor at heart, and the economist in her foresaw all kinds of problems. First, digital currencies involve network externalities. The greater the number of people who used Diem, the more attractive it would be for other consumers to adopt it. This phenomenon leads to winner-take-all markets in which one firm ends up with a huge market share, like Google in search, Uber in ride-sharing, and Amazon in retailing, and, not incidentally, Facebook in social networks. Was this really just a trial for Diem or the first step on a march to market dominance? Second, would Facebook really control the digital currency? The premise of the blockchains on which digital currencies like Bitcoin are built is that they are decentralized and anonymous. This was why a surprisingly large number of frozen yogurt shops in New Hampshire accepted Bitcoin and other digital currencies like Ether. The digital currency movement was born in 2008 out of a distrust of centralized authority in general and government in particular. Third, cryptocurrencies might have virtues, but they also came with vices, or at least facilitated them. Tax evasion, money laundering, and the arms and illicit drug trades were already lubricated by cryptocurrency. For Yellen, the downsides of a Facebook digital currency were too great, and the benefits too hard to see. But in professorial style, she wanted to reflect. She told Powell she would get back to him. For Powell's part, although he could approve this trial himself, he wanted Yellen's support in a potentially risky decision. Though Yellen was relatively centrist, she had a lot of political capital with the progressive wing of the Democratic Party, as well as with President Joe Biden. After weeks of reflection, Yellen gave Powell her view. It was his call, she acknowledged, but she couldn't provide her endorsement, and hence political cover, for the Facebook proposal. If he wanted to back the trial, he would have to do it alone. That was the day that Diem died. But digital currencies are still very much alive. The central banks of more than 50 nations are exploring their own digital currencies, or govcoins. China has introduced the ECNY, the electronic yuan, to 260 million people. The European Union has stated the goal of having a virtual euro by 2025, and the British and U.S. governments are planning their own digital currencies. Meanwhile, other digital currencies, including Bitcoin and Ether, are worth roughly $2 trillion in total. In March 2022, Time magazine dedicated an entire issue to non-fungible tokens, NFTs, and the blockchain, with Vitalik Buterin, the 20-year-old co-founder of Ethereum, on the cover. In fact, it is the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?